pumpkin golf or pumpkin bowling anyone? This is the last weekend to get out to Dittmeyer's Red Barn Farm, where your family can get hop a hayride, feed animals, climb gyms of tires and hay, explore the corn maze, paint pumpkins, or launch them off into the abyss. Remember to look for the hidden golden pumpkin to win a prize. There were more than enough activities to keep Lincoln Elementary students in Dan Plummer, Tammy Gibbons, and Jerry Skaka's fourth grade classes busy all Friday afternoon, whether teeter-tottering on a horse saddle or chasing chickens. Not that any would do such a thing. Many fed horses, pigs, goats, and emu. Andy and Jackie Dittmeyer enjoy raising their two children, Brayden, 14, and Emma, 10, on the 72-acre family farm. Both love helping out and watching people have the time of the season on a little piece of paradise they call home. I started growing pumpkin plants when our kids were little, said Dittmeyer. The next year, we invited friends and neighbors. The next thing I knew, people were pulling in. That's when we got the idea to get this going. The entire family plants in the spring and harvests in the fall to grow vegetables, field corn, hay, and pumpkins, of course. Come late spring, its greenhouse will be filled with plants and flowers of all sorts for public purchase. But this weekend is all about the pumpkins, gourds, and autumn colors that make October at the Red Barn Farm the place to be. Prizes are given for more than finding golden pumpkins. If you hit the target using Red Barn Farm's apple slingshot or score a strike or spare when rolling a pumpkin into pins, even more prizes are handed out. After all the playtime on Friday, some fourth graders were ready for snack time. Snack options on the farm include pretzels, donuts, hot dogs, cookies, chips, and popcorn. Wash it all down with apple juice, soda, or water. Meanwhile, parents and teachers can warm up with a hot cup of coffee. People have often asked, "Why don't you advertise?" said Dittmeyer, who responds by asking, "Why can't we just have a small hometown event? We've had kids coming here from the time they were real little. We've watched kids grow up here." Approximately 1,300 people visited the Red Barn Farm last weekend alone, but it was nowhere near the amount they had during 2020 COVID lockdowns. "We had permission from the health department to stay open," Dittmeyer said. "We have never been so busy. There is not a whole lot to do in this community during the season," Jackie Dittmeyer added. "We are able to provide fun for families and entertainment. I like to see everyone's reaction. We get so many compliments." Lincoln Elementary School counselor Samantha Morley said the trip was absolutely fantastic for her students on Friday. "There was anything imaginable for them to do," she said. "It is for every age group." In fact, Dittmeyer's Red Barn Farm welcomed its oldest visitor yet this season, 93-year-old Waltro Ingold, who happily posed for a couple pictures at the end of the slideshow. Red Barn Farm will be open today and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for its last weekend. Admissions is $3 per person, free to kids under 5. The farm will only be open to schools for class trips for the days that follow. Fun fact: the biggest pumpkin ever grown at Red Barn Farm weighed a whopping 790 pounds. Dittmeyer's Red Barn Farm is located at 2664 West 5 Mile Road locally.